This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA,
and you're listening
to rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to go and check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, joining us right now from, I was going to say the frozen tundra, but it's not that cold where he's at. It's not even foggy tonight, probably. But it's Frank Silvato up in the panhandle of Florida. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Well, it's not cold. It's not foggy. Might be a little here. Okay, they're going in because that's the Buffalo crowd, and they got things to do this weekend. 67 degrees right now. They think they're in the middle of summer.
Yeah, it's people from up north who are seeing the 60s are wearing shorts and putting on sunscreen.
They were. I saw them yesterday coming in that way. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I hate to go there, but I got to go to Chicago, and we had this trial. Jesse Smollett, the big mistake he made was taking a stand, I believe, but convicted 5 of 6 charges.
Yeah, Jesse. He'd like to correct people on that. His big mistake was trying to pull it in the first place. You know, he had an acting career. He was in a production that was ongoing. He was making money. And the guy had to pretend that he was the victim of a race crime. For what reason? There was no reason for him to do that. Besides the fact that it was a lie, besides the fact that it was ginning up racial tension and racial divide,
mm-hmm.
You know, there was no reason for it. So, you know what? Good. I'm glad he was convicted, and I hope he spends a lot of time behind bars. What I'd really like to see is that district attorney, Fox, in Cook County, be brought up on charges of aiding and abetting because she refused to prosecute this the first time.
Correct.
And if someone is so blatantly guilty that the jury could be out for as short a time as they were on a controversial trial like this, she had to have been able to see the evidence and know that the guy committed the crime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see her either brought up on ethical charges or brought up on charges of being collusive with the guy.
Well, you won't get any argument from me out of that because she was the reason that this was going on as long as it went on.
Absolutely. And this is she was a George Soros district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
you know, her state's attorney. She got into office because of how Soros was throwing money at district attorney and state's attorney's races. You know, and she is a selective prosecutor. She hates going after people of color. And hey, you know, call me what you want. The facts are the facts. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do her job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is an activist in office. And my God, we have got to stop electing people who are activists to office.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to return to electing people who can actually represent the people to office. Activists don't belong in public office because they're activists.
Yeah, especially
they're jaded to one side.
Especially district attorney.
Absolutely, you're supposed to be blind to the people. You're supposed to have fidelity to the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, you see what's happening in Cook County out in San Francisco. They got the same problem in L.A. They've got the same problem. You can't have activists in that role. They have to be mm-hmm. blind. They have to have fidelity to the law.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Los Angeles for a minute, because the Los Angeles County Sheriff, who I'm liking more and more, Villanueva, even though he's a Democrat, he's on the right course here. He came out and went after AOC and her crew for taking on the smash and grab robberies, and he said she has no clue. Meanwhile, the retail CEOs that belong to their association have blasted the wave of smash and grab robberies, and they're calling on Congress to take some kind of action.
Well, I guess they got a no vote in AOC there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if an elected official is that out of touch that they can't realize there's an epidemic of this stuff going on, how can they actually know how to vote on anything else?
Yeah.
You know, so people in Brooklyn, if you don't redistrict her out of her district, you got to vote her out of office because she's an idiot. She's unaware, and she's an idiot. She's an ideologue, and again, she's an idiot.
But she's a rich idiot because on her $175,000 a year salary, she's managed to, the 6 years she's been in office, accumulate $6 million.
Well, you know, people of Brooklyn, you deserve better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out. Check out his podcast and all that good stuff. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages coming up. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Alrighty, and I am broadcasting live from my Moss Family Automotive Studios here, and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and you know, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, as well as up and down the East Coast and the Upper Midwest, all the way out west, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, they've got a tremendous selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles as well. All the accessories you can dream of, the colors too. And trade-ins. Listen to this, folks. If you've got a clean trade-in that's in good condition, it could be worth as much as 25% more than what you think it is if you look at the NADA Blue Book. Now, that's one thing. The second thing is, don't forget that Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. So, their motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the all-new Rogue when you go there, the hottest SUV on the planet. And Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Florida, and a brand new dealership being built right now in Brooksville, Florida. Can't wait till that opens up. I'll be up there for the grand opening. And I'll be in Brooksville for the gun show this weekend, so hope to see you there. Now check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Tell us what's going on there.
Right now it's kind of quiet because it's really early in the morning.
Well, that's because you haven't had a chance to have your coffee.
Yeah, I've got nothing. It's not even dripping yet.
All right, well, let's go to the phone line because we've got, I believe this is Mel on the line, Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Yes, Frank, I love you in a non-sexual way, but please don't disparage the people of Brooklyn by calling AOC being elected by those in Brooklyn. She's from the Bronx off of Westchester County. Those in Brooklyn, the fat Tony Castellano, the Gambinos and the Castellanos and all of those guys down there in Brooklyn, they wouldn't have anything to do with her if they had a gun put to their back. But anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd bring that point out to the listeners that she's from the Bronx, not from Brooklyn. But thank you, Frank. Good show, Captain.
All right, thank you. Okay, there you go. So now we learned something.
I stand corrected there. I knew it began with a B, but I'm good to tell everybody from New York, whether you're from Queens or Long Island or anywhere else, that you should be putting a lot of pressure on everybody who thought she was a good representative because she's an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, speaking of idiots, we had a Suffolk County, New York DA that just got appointed to U.S. Attorney, and she had to be confirmed by the Senate. And the deciding vote was Kamala Harris. This was after this attorney in a video showed up of her threatening news reporters in a tirade about, oh, the kids in her car, and you're threatening my kids. There was nobody in the car.
Yeah, it's a... We have to be a little bit more selective about who we're electing to office, from Congress people all the way down to district attorneys and state's attorneys to even the dog catchers. There needs to be a fidelity to public service when you get elected to office. We've gotten into this incredible habit of electing people who are activists to office, and they never serve well. 9 times out of 10, they're one-trick ponies anyway. That's not the kind of people we should be electing to office. We need to be electing to office people who actually have fidelity to their constituencies. That means they represent the people who elected them with fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they believe one way or they believe another. It needs to be representative of where they came from and the people that they serve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact that she railed against the press in the beginning is an issue. You know, but the fact that she lied when she was railing at the press, that tells me there's an ethical problem with this person. Never should have been anywhere near to elected office.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about executive privilege for a minute, because yesterday a federal court of appeals rejected former President Donald Trump's bid to have his records shielded from the January 6th Select Committee, and they said, nope, you have to turn them over. Now, this is all about executive privilege, something that other presidents and other members of government have had for years. Does that mean that executive privilege is now gone?
No, he just doesn't have to turn them over. And executive privilege leads to the separation of power. You know, Congress can't just demand things of the executive branch, even if it's an administration's past. There is a separation of powers. They're co-equal branches of government. And the fact that this January 6th clown show, it never should have been seated in the first place. Congress itself voted not to do it. Nancy Pelosi decided to seat it anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, she is not a dictator because she's Speaker of the House. She doesn't just get to muscle through what she wants because she's Speaker of the House. She is somebody who presides over the House of the people, and the people voted on this. To just decide to seat the commission anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I would be challenging that, the constitutionality of that all the way around. Then you look at who the chairman is, somebody who is a jaded partisan, you know, and who's the Republican on there? Liz Cheney and Kitzinger. Those two people, they would have to recuse themselves if they were on a jury. So why are they sitting on this committee? No, Donald Trump doesn't have to turn Jack over, and he should stay by his claim of executive privilege and claim separation of powers and tell him to go pound sand.
Did you see Joe Biden walk out with Jill, walk past a Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, and she was looking straight ahead, he was looking straight ahead, they never acknowledged each other. And then when Biden went to take his seat with a seat in between him and the vice president, he had Jill move over to where he was, and he went way out on the end. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be anywhere near Kamala Harris right now. I'm sure their staffs don't like each other. Both of their approval ratings are in the toilet. And with the news coming out that people are running from Kamala Harris's employment because she is a bully.
Mm-hmm.
And if you paid attention to anything she did when she was in California, serving in California in statewide elected office, you know that's true. She's an arrogant bully and someone who really isn't qualified to hold elected office. I think we all know how she got elevated in her political station, wink, wink.
Yeah.
You know, so she doesn't deserve to be where she is, and the people are starting to understand that she's incapable of executing the office, much more so than Biden is. At least Biden spent 40 years in the Senate. He may not know where he is, and he may say, Kamala, yes, I know there were camels in the nativity scene. Oh, that's a name. Yeah. This administration, both of them, the Democrats are in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to slate them a whole different ticket going into 2024 if they even want to have a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So who are they going to have? Beto? They're going to have Buttigieg?
Yeah.
You're going to run the two BBs? What are you going to do?
Yeah, the B&B brothers.
My Lord. I mean, talk about a shallow bench. Oh, I'm sorry. They'll probably run Hillary again.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's hope not. Oh, wait a minute. There's always Stacey Abrams if she loses, because she won't lose, right?
No, she won't lose. She'll just declare herself the president, and that'll be it. She might even not have to run.
Mm.
She might just wait till after the election and declare that she won the presidency.
Okay, well, we've got about 30 seconds left. I want to make this real quick. We've got the COVID pandemic. Do you think it's ending? I think we're near the end.
Oh.
I think we're near the end. Although, we're going to be wearing masks forever, I guess.
This thing has been over for a while. And yeah, you'll be wearing masks forever in Portland, that's for sure.
All right. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Coming up, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch, we have Lauren Kelly in studio from Tuggy the Patriot Pup. That's the Puppy Tales person. Hang on, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A semi-rig full of migrants overturned in Chiapas, Mexico, Thursday night, leaving 54 dead and 105 injured. Civil Protection Chiapas said on Twitter that the tragedy was a result of an accident of two trucks traveling on a bridge. Chiapas, Mexico, shares a border with Guatemala. A video of new Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins freaking out on reporters for attempting to interview her outside of work resurfaced Wednesday after she was confirmed to be President Biden's U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. The video of Rachel Rollins contains threats, vulgarity, and racist statements. After mainstream media and countless politicians said Jussie Smollett's racist attack was a sign of the times in America, boy, did they get that wrong.
In which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did.
Prosecutor Dan Webb, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho is right. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Tuggy the Patriot Pup. You remember Tuggy. Well, Tuggy is the book and the books, series of books, three books, that have been written by my guest in studio, Lauren Kelly. And Lauren Kelly, of course, is the author, mother, and grandmother of Tuggy the Patriot Pup and all the great kinds of things that go on here, because books are a must for young children to learn, and they have a lot of fun with the Tuggy the Patriot book because of the fact that it actually teaches them the way they should be. They read it, they like it, they see the pictures, they see the pup, and away they go. And good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, a little closer to the mic.
Good morning, Captain.
There you go. Okay, so I'll turn the volume up a little bit, too. Okay, now, we were talking in the break. There was a news story this week where a school took 400 books out of the library because they didn't represent what they were teaching at the school. And it was a high school. And I'm thinking to myself, 400 books, and I was just looking for the story here, so it's been taken off the realm of stories, so I got to go find it in the archives somewhere. Maybe someone will find it for me. But the fact of the matter is, what the heck? They did that in, what, Germany, right?
Yes, they did.
I know they did it in Vietnam, the communists. I know they've done it, the Taliban, ISIS, and all that stuff. They show them in a big pile, and they light them on fire and burn them.
Yeah.
Who's declared them or dead, and who's died and made them God?
Well, I think the sad thing is that a lot of this stuff goes on, and people are too busy. everybody is just working so hard, you know, to make a living and to raise their kids. And the next thing you know, their kids come home, and if they say, you know, Mom, you know, they took these books out of the library or whatever, you're paying attention, and all of us are probably paying more attention than we were before the COVID, but it's already been done. It's already been done. So then, do you want to get labeled a domestic terrorist? It's really Fahrenheit 451. It's really out of control. So I go back to kind of the conversations we've had, Captain, over the summer. You've really got to have almost like your own home library,
mm-hmm.
and your own home teaching. So by the time these kids get to middle school, you've laid the foundation. Not the public school system,
mm-hmm.
unless you are fortunate enough to have your kids in a school of more your choosing. The public school really does have them 40 hours a week.
And the thing about it is, and I've seen this before, because I've seen colleges do this more so than a high school, which really kind of struck me as being weird. And this was in a blue state where this happened. And again, I mentioned this in passing earlier during the week, and Kyle and I talked about this. It was either Monday or Tuesday when we talked about it. But it's hard to fathom. A book is a book. Let the people decide. Let the parents decide about the book, but not the school district saying, well, that doesn't match our curriculum.
Well, I think age with the children is critical in media, in book, in music. I'm not a big, obviously a big censorship person, but as a parent, what you would want a 5-year-old to see, you know, is one thing, much different than you would say let a 16-year-old see. So, I don't want it to be so strict that it actually resembles communism, but at the same time, the book burning is just, I don't even know where to go with it, Captain. I really don't.
Okay, well, let's get into the reason why you're in town this weekend. You're going to be at the Riverwalk for a couple of days. Tell us about that.
I am. I'm going to be at the Riverwalk at the Holiday Fest Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7 on Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday. And it's at the River Works section of the Riverwalk. There's different sections. And I'm very excited. The weather's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, coming from New England, December in New England can be dicey, but not down here. And I'll have my stuffed dogs. I'll have my books. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone.
Oh, that's right. That's what is. Let me see that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's my character that was a child born of my third book. Mm-hmm. And he is William James Harrington.
And the kids are going to love that.
Yeah, he's adorable.
That'd be a great Christmas gift, what I'm looking at right here.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. He's got his own birth certificate that comes along with him.
And an American flag.
And an American flag as a bandana.
Well, okay. And that's all good. And, folks, of course, you know, I'll give you a little refresher course here, because you can find out more about her by going to the website Tuggie, spelled T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggieThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggieThePatriotPup.com, and find out more about the series of books that she's written. And we'll get into that a little bit more here in just a couple of minutes or so. But what she wrote about and what she teaches and what this is all about is it's called History with a Heart.
Yeah, history with a heart, because you like to get kids engaged. You know, we all know 1492 Columbus did sail the ocean blue, but that doesn't engage the kids. So when I wrote the books, on the idea of, if anyone's familiar with, say, Johnny Tremaine, and even Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer, I want the kids to look at history and put themselves in it. And their friends in it, and their families in it, and that way, it's them going through time.
But see, that's the difference between the way you write it and the way they're teaching it these days. Because I think anybody that's out there, and oh, by the way, the homeschool parents that are doing that, the homeschooling,
mm-hmm.
they're getting much higher scores on the SATs than they are going the conventional way to the schools.
Yeah, absolutely. It circles right back to what I had said about your own library. And it doesn't have to be used books, things you can print off the internet, things that you're going to discuss at the dinner table, discuss on the way to school. My joke is everything I've always learned from my kids or taught to my kids was usually done on the way to and from school. Because you have each other's undivided attention. And there's a great learning that can be done in that small time period.
Yeah, too bad it wasn't that way in the school bus. On the school bus, everybody wanted to fight with everybody, it seemed like, half the time. But that's okay. And again, folks, Lauren is going to be here in town over at the Riverwalk and the Riverworks section, which is right there where they built the new pier and the big sidewalk there where people walk up and down through there. And it's a really nice section. So if you're out and about downtown Tampa, that would be the place to be on Saturday or Sunday, in my opinion.
Yep, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I walked around it more than once, and I think there's the big, beautiful law college is mm-hmm. down there. Beautiful building. Lovely, mm-hmm. lovely area.
Yep, and you're right across the street from the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so giving a little reference for people when they come downtown and they go to look for things. Because, again, you'll find out when you come to downtown Tampa during the daytime, and whatnot. It's a very beautiful place, and they try to keep it that way. And a lot of great people walking around. Heck, you might walk by a football player or two.
Like Tom Brady.
Yeah. Or Gronkowski.
Or Gronk.
Those guys get out. They'll be floating. They'll be, you watch and see. There'll be baseball players and some of the athletes floating around down there.
Yeah. Well, it is down by your theater.
Yeah.
Right down by the theater. So mm-hmm. that's a good point of reference, too.
Yep. So there you go. And that's the Performing Arts Center down there. Now, also, one other thing that we're going to take a break here in about a minute, a little bit less than a minute. One other thing that we want everybody to know about is that at Christmas time, there's still ample time for them to order and get a book or a set of books or whatever through you. Is that not correct?
Yes. Go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and the three books are $30 plus the ship. And if you give us a good week, the books will get to the child of your choice on time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tuggy is spelled with a T, T-U-G-G-I-E, because people always get confused with that Tuggy. They spell it wrong. I can't find the website. Where? Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com.
That's right.
Go over there, and you'll find out what you need. And by the way, you kids, well, we should be talking to the parents about this. But you parents, this is the perfect little gift for the kids. I'm looking at this stuffed dog that's right here, and that's going to be a perfect gift for the kids along with the books.
Yes, it is. I just want to say I don't have the inventory to do it on the website. It's just at the Riverwalk Show. Mm-hmm. That is the only place the dogs will be at.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with Lauren Kelly. And if you want to give her a call, if you have any questions, the number is 877-969-8600. And I'm going to have Kathy give you the number. So here that comes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, we're going right to the phone line to Patrick Hyland. Hey, Patrick, some really bad news last night. Al Unser, who I had the opportunity to meet about a dozen years or so ago here when we had the races at St. Pete, he was one of the announcers for that at the time, 82 years old, four-time winner of Indy, passed away.
Yeah, today's age, you know, it's a little young, to say the least, but he had one heck of a life, and a great guy for the sport, great man just in general. Sad to see him pass. A lot of great people from NASCAR and Indy that are really salt-of-the-earth people that are great for our country. We need to get back to that here. A lot more, Captain, to say the least.
Well, we lost a football player, too, former football player, Demaryius Thomas from the Denver Broncos. 33 years old.
Yeah, won the Super Bowl with John Elway, and And it was pardon me, with Peyton Manning. And, you know, what a tight end. He was listed as wide receiver, but he kind of lined up a tight end a lot too, Captain. He was a great ball player.
Okay. Well, there's only one. There's only one football game that means anything at all to most of the people listening to this audience, and that is Army Navy.
There you go.
Go Army!
Oh, look at you, you Army Ranger! We got to take care of our midshipmen too, Captain. It's always a fun time. It's a great pageantry. It's a family. You know, when you see those guys and gals all over the stadium and the guys on the field. If that doesn't make you be proud to be an American, I don't know what does, Captain. So that's a fantastic event they do.
All right, I'll get you put aside. Let's go to the other games.
Well, no really other college games except for some college lower division playoff games. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow. It's kind of cool. I mean, maybe they'll have the Heisman Trophy announcement tomorrow night, Captain, mm-hmm. for college folks. What a game last night. Pittsburgh Steelers and tried to come back and almost pulled it off, but the Vikings held on 23-0 at halftime. You're thinking the game's over, and Pittsburgh tried to come back, but they lost 36-28. So it was a good Thursday night game. Sometimes those aren't the best because the guys are on a short week. But that's going to be, it gives Minnesota a shot, you know, to make the wild card, and Pittsburgh took a little bit of a hit. So that's what happened there. There'll be some good games this weekend, Captain. 425 in Tampa Bay, Florida. We will have the Buffalo Bills coming into Tampa. That really should be a marquee game for the middle of 425. With Buffalo's rough game against New England Monday night, they should be ready to play ball and do some damage. And then also, you're going to have the Monday night special, the Rams at the Cardinals. That could be a very important game to see who in the NFC gets there. That's really up for grabs with Arizona, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. Who's going to get that number one seed, Captain? We're getting to those stages. That's really the games that you know, people are going to watch and matter. You know, a lot of games really don't mean much. You have the Dallas-Washington rivalry. That'll be at 1 o'clock. That has some playoff implications. That division's kind of a mediocre division right now. Dallas is fading. So Washington, I think he won, has a shot to come back and do something. The other big game is Las Vegas and Kansas City. It's always a big rivalry game. So, and again, Kansas City's been up and down all year. And they really have the best shot in the AFC to do something. Or Buffalo, if Buffalo can get consistent. So that's what you're looking at there. And then Baltimore and Cleveland, that'll be a very exciting game as far as defensive struggles, if you like to see that. And that will have some playoff implications, see who does it there. And then the Sunday night special, Captain, we have the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers.
I know who's excited about that.
There you go. Our man Ken, Joe Weaver's excited about the Cleveland Browns game. He needs them to win and keep a shot to make the playoffs. It's a shame the Bears aren't a better team this year. That game would really be something special and mean something Sunday night. But it is what it is, unfortunately, Captain. So, baseball news, there's some rumor talks and trade talks, but hopefully they get out of this lockout situation, Captain. We all want to see baseball here in a few months, especially in Florida and Arizona.
Well, we're what, a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting, right?
Yeah, a little bit longer than that, but not much. Not much. So, yeah, it's going to be, I hope they work it out. It's not going to be good for the sport if they do that again. It really hurt the sport there for a while. These athletes need to start realizing that, you know, you're very privileged and blessed to be able to do something. They always need to be appreciative of all the money they're making, too. Both sides.
Okay.
It's amazing. We have millionaires and billionaires of cake and law. Go ahead, Captain. Sorry.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here, so I want you to tell everybody what you do.
I appreciate it, Captain. Medicare season is still available for a lot of people, special election periods, and until the end of the year, I can help you out. There's been some disasters here in the state of Florida and all around to where you can't get a second bite of the apple for your Medicare options.
Okay.
So if I can answer any questions, 813-966-1052.
Whoops. Doggone it. We just lost Patrick. But anyway, it's 813-966-1052. On his phone number. Okay, back to Lauren Kelly. And Lauren Kelly, thank you very much for coming in today.
It's great to be here, Captain.
All right, now we're going to finish up with Tuggy the Patriot Pup and the fact that you are going to be here on part of your book tour on Saturday and Sunday over at the Riverwalk for the Riverworks section over in there for the big festival for the weekend. And the best thing that I can tell people about this is that if you want your youngsters to learn right to begin with, to get a head start on everybody else, and learn about American history, and I mean true American history, and not have to hear stories about 400 books being taken from a library because the curriculum might not have been appropriate for the children that were in the school and this, that, and the other, then you need to go check out TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And you can come see Lauren this weekend, right?
Oh, boy. I'm loving the weather. Being a New Englander, I'm loving the weather, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody, and I'm looking really forward to discussing my books.
Can you smell Roger burning the toast?
Yeah, I can.
I go through that every morning. Roger burns the toast over there in the kitchen, I'm telling you. All right. Well, if we get a fire started, he knows where I'm at. So anyway, very quickly, because we're going to run out of time here very quickly, you've got these books, you've got the dog with you, the little toy puppy, so to speak.
Yeah.
And if people can get a really nice gift for their kids for Christmas. By the way, George, the godfather,
yeah,
his granddaughter loves the books. She's walking all over the place with one of the books.
They really are. I myself love the Beatrix Potter books, and that's the only kind of way I can compare them contemporarily is with Beatrix Potter, meaning you'll have that kind of feeling when you read your children these books.
All righty. Well, Lauren, thanks for coming in. We look forward to talking to you, and the best of luck this weekend with your show.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, folks, got to remind you one last little time here. Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Check them out. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all first responders and military personnel get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota, phone number 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Meantime, I'll see you all tomorrow up in Brooksville for the gun show. There'll be lots of ammo. There'll be lots of guns, bows and arrows, fishing poles, camping equipment, probably some military surplus there, too. Have yourself a great day, a great weekend. Drive safe. If it's foggy where you're at, slow down. Leave a lot of room. God bless America. See you tonight.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.